A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Reds News. I am Jack Gill and today I'm joined by Errol Smith. For this one, it's an interesting day of news, Errol. Obviously, yeah. We've got the press conference and we've got loads more in store, Kai Havertz stuff, Virgil van Dijk, new deal. But first of all, today we are sponsoring ourselves. Couldn't find a sponsor, Errol. So this is a good opportunity to, you know, shout out the old website. But yeah, there's absolutely loads of stuff on here. You've got interviews with Jurgen Klopp. You've got opposition previews. You've got build-ups. You've got loads of stuff and loads more stuff coming when the inevitable happens and Liverpool confirm that number 19 title. Obviously, 4 more wins, Errol. That's all we need. You excited?
I'm bubbling, man. Like every week that just comes now, and it's just like 15 points, 12 points, 9 points. You're just like, yeah, it's gonna happen. It's genuinely gonna happen. So I am very excited at the minute. Yeah, I just can't wait till like mid-March and then it's all, should be all out the way.
It's going to be a very, very long piss-up, isn't it? Just a massive bender from
the summer starts from March, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Fuck spring.
we're going to start with Kai Havertz. The whole, it's a bit of a rubbish article, to be honest. It's so long and a lot of it is very pointless. But Mail Online obviously saying here that Liverpool, Manchester United and Bayern Munich face a £100 million fight to get him. It also mentions that obviously he models his game on Xavi, obviously from Barcelona. What do you make of Kai Havertz? Well, I've not spoken to you about this. Do you think it's a signing that we can get over the line in the summer? Is it a signing that you want to happen?
I think a lot of people have said it, that, you know, they're really excited by the prospect of him. He's meant to be, you know, a baller, and everyone is really, really optimistic or really high in praise whenever they're talking about him. So from my perspective, it'd be another good talent to have within this current squad. You know, everyone kind of raises their eyebrow with the 100 mil fee. But we spoke yesterday on the news talking about the health of the club in terms of the profit and the sustainability of the club and where we're at the moment. So players like him, you know, with a couple of others that you've already been linked with, I think are the way forward. We are going to need some fresh legs in and around that midfield if the likes of Lallana and Shaqiri are going to exit. If he's already got on the card that Barcelona are touting him and potentially Man United, and even Bayern Munich, I want to pip them to some big marquee signings just to stamp the fact that, you know, we are Liverpool now and we are at the top of the tree, and we're handpicking the talent we want, and, you know, they are prepared to turn down the likes of Man U and Bayern in the process. So I'd happily have them.
I think if you pick in between the two, I think Werner's a lot more likely to happen than Havertz, obviously, because of the transfer fee. Personally, though, I'm absolutely sick of talking about Timo Werner, and I know a lot of the people at Redmen are. So if anyone involved with the club is watching this, just please get the Timo Werner deal over the line as soon as possible so we can start saying, yeah, it's done. We look forward to it being confirmed and seeing him in the Liverpool shirt over the summer. And that's that. We don't have to talk about him.
And then we can focus on the other additions exactly, that we can get to compliment him in the new look Liverpool side. So, yeah, let's get one done first and then obviously move on to some other very talented players as well across the Europe.
Absolutely. And while we're on the subject of Werner as well, I'm just going to mention this. Obviously, Jurgen Klopp has spoken about Timo Werner and his comments on the club and Jurgen Klopp last week. Simply said, when players speak about us, I prefer it to be positive, so it's nice, but refuse to say anything else, really.
Yeah,
so
classic.
Werner confirmed, is it?
Yeah, he nailed on. Fingers crossed anyway. But no, it's just nice. Obviously, you know, I think from a professional stance, players and managers can't really talk about other clubs and other players too much, but it's been out there, it's been in the public, it's been in the media the last couple of weeks, and Klopp's acknowledged it because it's obviously on his radar as well.
So. Let us know what you think. Obviously, Havertz or Werner or both in the comments. Are you sick of talking about Werner too? Let us know. Another big news story this week. Liverpool are set to make Virgil van Dijk the world's best paid defender, which would make sense considering he's the world's best defender. So this report says, obviously, the Dutchman, it's from the Mirror, obviously. It says, the Dutchman, who is reigning PFA Player of the Year, will be the latest Red Star to be rewarded for their amazing performances. It obviously talks about him becoming the most expensive player in the world, but Harry Maguire, now obviously that, which... bit weird, but yeah, I think he's definitely deserving this new contract, isn't he? He's been incredible for us. He rarely, if ever, puts in a bad performance. I think he's a victim, really, because he's so good every game. Yeah. He should be man of the match every game, but we Liverpool fans, we expect performances like that, and people across the world expect performances like that.
We've become accustomed to it, and you know, we shouldn't really take it for granted, because you know, footballers in general have a short playing career. But the fact of the matter is, he is playing at an unbelievable level at the moment, and he has done since he has joined us. You know, he goes from strength to strength. I think the fact that a lot of people, there's not really that many murmurs of him being, you know, nominated for PFA Player of the Year again, because it's like, he's won it now, so we don't have to acknowledge how good he is again for another consecutive year, which is weird when you see the likes of Ronaldo and Messi that constantly get Ballon d'Ors for pretty much doing the same thing year in, year out. So all of that, it's a little bit beyond me, but the fact that Liverpool, they know how much he's worth to us as a club and how much the fans love him, so they are prepared to pay him the money that he definitely deserves. And I think it means now Virgil van Dijk is staying with this squad for the foreseeable future, and it makes it a lot harder for any of the Juventus rumours that were coming out the other week, or even the likes of a Barcelona or a Real Madrid getting him off us.
The thing is, van Dijk is one of the best players in the world. Obviously, we saw him coming second in the Ballon d'Or race last season. I think this season he'll be involved in that as well. So at the end of the season,
especially if we win the Prem this year and get close to, you know, a Champions League final again,
absolutely,
he's got to be in the conversation all over again. Yeah. He's been phenomenal,
and I think he will. And that's the thing. I think at the minute we're in a situation where this club is the best in the world. So you know, he's not going to want to go anywhere. And if he's offered a big contract by Liverpool as well, he'll be happy to stay here probably until the end of his career. And I think, having watched Ramos again in midweek, I don't understand the comparisons, but you know.
I think it was it goes back to some stuff that Klopp said early on. You know, he wants to take this Liverpool team to that next level where the big players want to see out the rest of their career here, because we are in a position where we can win things and we're capable of winning stuff. And I think once we've got that duck off our back of a Premier League title, this guy, for all intents and purposes, will have won the best accolades in world football at the club that he wants to be at. So there's no real rush to have to go and jump ships and try and find a new challenge, because hopefully the challenge he'll want to set himself is making sure that we have the most league titles in the country by the time he hangs up his boots.
He makes it look so easy as well, doesn't he? So maybe give him a lifetime contract till like 2080 or something and just say, build your own statue while you're at it as well. Just go for it. Why are you making everything look easy? Build yourself a statue as well. Yeah, so that's massive. Let us know what you think about a new Virgil van Dijk contract. Obviously, you're going to want it. Another player that's going to be signing a new contract is obviously Harvey Elliott. When he signed for Liverpool, we knew he couldn't sign a first-team deal because he's not yet 17. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Errol, I do a lot of stuff about Harvey Elliott over on Redmen Academy. Go and check that out. We're close to 1,000 subscribers, so go and subscribe to that, please. But yeah, it's really good. Unfortunately, due to regulations, you can only sign a three-year deal. He can only sign a three-year deal. But it's one of them where he is literally at the club that he supported as a kid.
Yeah.
He's going to want to be at this club. He's getting loads of opportunities. He's getting a really good chance to develop. We spoke earlier with Matt Addison from The Echo, where we were sort of saying it's difficult for Harvey Elliott because he's 16 years old. He's almost already too good for under-23s football. He plays for the first team, and he gets fans like you and I on the edge of our seats because every time he gets on the ball, he wants to head for goal. Yeah. It's very exciting. And it's one of them where he's also a bit too young to go out on loan anywhere at the minute.
Yeah.
So he's in a difficult situation, but this is a good step with a first team contract.
Well, it just goes to show as well, like, Klopp is very certain, and like with young players, it doesn't matter whether you're a young player or you're going to come into the first team. If you apply yourself in terms of the mentality and the training regime that the club put you through, and you apply yourself to the highest level, and you know you deliver on the pitch as a result, which I think he has done with the opportunities that he's been given. I think he has delivered on the whole. You know, you will be rewarded along the way. So this just makes sense to him. You know, 10 and 17, you're getting your first pro contract. You know, you've got 3 years. Him and the likes of Curtis Jones now will want to try and form a partnership in and around so they can kind of develop with each other to make it that next step into the first team. And I just think it just shows that there is a clear pathway for very young, promising talent within this Liverpool squad. And I think he's done himself a lot of favours this season with the performances that he's put in. And again, he's another one that just deserves that little pat on the back. Keep your head down now. Again, you've got 2023 as your next goal, but let's just work towards it and do the right things.
Absolutely. And he's a player that at 16 years old is on the fringes of the first team, isn't it? He's so frightening, the situation he's in. And he looks like a player that's set for a very, very good future at this football club. On to Klopp's press conference now, Errol.
Yep.
And I'd like to wish you, first of all, a happy Global Scouse Day.
Yeah, man. Happy Scouse Day. Is there any Scousers in the comments or watching at home?
Yeah, Klopp says he's half Scouse now. He was made an honorary Scouser last week. Are you an honorary Scouser, Errol?
I think I am. I'm probably an honorary Scouser, to be fair. I'm not your typical Scouser, but yeah, we're still Scouse through and through here. Yeah. But I just think this is great. I think he has embraced the city since day one, since coming here. Yeah. I think... I don't know if it was something that I watched or read the other week, and he basically said, you know, when his agent talked to him about the Liverpool opportunity, it gave him the same feeling he got when he met his wife for the first time. That's like how special that relationship was going to be. I just thought that was brilliant, and it's clear the people of Liverpool love Jurgen Klopp, and I think he really does love being in and around the city. Everyone's got a lot of time for him. I know he kind of doesn't get to go anywhere without being spotted and like kind of jumped on in that respect, but I think the people of Liverpool always treat it with a lot of respect. They've always got time for him, and he can respect his privacy as well at times. So I think, you know, I'm more than happy to give him Jurgen Klopp an honorary Scouser, because he's put a big smile on a lot of Scouse faces over the last couple of years. So long may it continue.
Yeah, he's definitely the best manager in my lifetime. And it's like you say, it's not just what he does on the pitch, it's what he does off the pitch as well.
Did you see the letter to that little kid the other day? I thought that was quality. I thought that was brilliant.
It's class, and he is a class man and a class act. And it's I hope he's at Liverpool for a long time, because he's the best manager in the world right now. He really is. And
he's managing in the best city in the world as well. It just shows how special Liverpool is as a city. So if anyone's not been, but you're a Reds fan, you need to get yourself to Liverpool a little bit and just check out some of the things that are going on in and around Liverpool, because there is a lot. And as it says, you make yourself an honorary scouser if you stick around long enough as well. So
absolutely. Lastly, we'll go on to, obviously, something that I've said for a while now, Errol, Ox and Keita, obviously they get compared a lot because people obviously think if we don't go with a midfield three of Fabinho, Henderson or Wijnaldum, one of these has to push for one of them spots. Mm-hmm. But Klopp said in his press conference today, obviously pre-Watford, they're not competing with each other, they offer something different. We need different players in different situations until the change. Oxford Keita versus West Ham, we were more fixed in positions than we should have been. And this is the thing, I saw a lot of people criticise Naby Keita on Twitter, but Twitter is Twitter.
Take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, I thought Keita had a decent performance. It was just at that point in time, we needed someone with Ox's style to come off the bench and inject what Ox does into this team. And I think him coming on the pitch did improve us, yes, but that's because I think the game was screaming for Oxlade-Chamberlain. And I do think that...
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs, no deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
They are two completely different
well
players.
West Ham anyway. Yeah, he does. Just historically, he does well against West Ham. So I think you're completely right there. And you know, any proper Reds fans will know that they are completely different. They've got completely different skill sets and tools in their locker, really. They're both very talented footballers. But I like having them both. You know, a couple of years ago, we would have rested our whole hopes in midfield on the likes of a Naby Keita. The fact that we've got him now and we can rotate him with someone like Ox, in terms of the styles, they complement each other so well that it's just the other end of the spectrum. So when you kind of have 60 minutes of just one person just moving the ball around and just skipping past players and stuff, and then the next half an hour you've got someone who's just going to run past the last man and just go past our strikers and just create extra space, it's got to be a nightmare for defenders because they really do drain the legs of other teams' opposition. So, you know, I'm glad that we've got both of them. I think Naby Keita, there's still more to come from him. So any Reds fans ruling them out, don't count them out yet. I think he's still going to come good. As I say, Klopp's on it. They're not competing. You know, we've got to use all the players that we've got, as he says there, for different situations. So I think by the end of the season, both, provided that they both can stay fit, they'll have a good couple running into games.
For me, I think they're both extremely good players, and it just shows how far we've come as a football club. Because obviously, a few years, people are never happy, Errol. They're never happy.
No.
A few years ago, people are moaning about how we don't have enough players in our squad. You know, we've got a good first team, but we don't have a squad. We don't have people to turn to if people get injured. And now we have Ox and Naby. People are like, oh, which one's better? Which one's better? You don't need to compare. They're both very good, and it's good to have a good squad.
I think as well, when we first probably got them, I think people would have probably thought Ox would have been more, which he was the other day, which was impactful as a sub, and Keita was probably going to be the starter. But the way that they've both performed since starting their careers at Liverpool, everyone's just kind of really taken to Ox and wants Ox to be the starter because of his, you know, his engine, the fact that he's got that drive and he's very physical. But then everyone's looking at Keita to be like, I'd bring him on with the last half an hour because he can unlock a defence and he might just like, you know, dink it past the man or something. But Klopp knows the best way to get what he needs out of these players and, you know, in Klopp that we trust. So I'm just made up that we, as you said, have got a squad now where, you know, if Henderson is injured, we can bring in an Ox or we can bring in a Keita. There's so many options now that we can just fill a hole. I'm not dropping off in too much quality either.
Lots of games coming up as well. And I do think that both will start against Watford. That's my opinion. Matt, any comments for us?
Right, yeah, got a few good ones here. Let's start with Havertz. Stephen Somerville says, having Kai and Werner would be great deals. Eric says, I'd rather have Curtis Jones step up than spend $100 million on Havertz.
I'd agree. We spoke about this with Matt Addison earlier, obviously. We're looking at Lallana's going in the summer. You've got Milner getting aging now. Wijnaldum still hasn't signed his new contract. Henderson entering his 30s as well soon. It's midfield is an area that we need to improve very soon. But Curtis Jones is showing in the under-23s. And when he steps up to the first team this season, that he is capable of doing that. He's a very, very good player. You saw again on Monday him scoring an eight-minute hat-trick.
Yeah, for the under-23s.
And every game, the more confidence he grows, the better he becomes. And honestly, Errol, this is a player. And in the future, he is going to be important for this football club. And I don't personally think we will replace Lallana because I think Curtis Jones is a ready-made replacement, ready to step into that first team and ready for more minutes in the next few seasons.
And it's one of them as well. He's another lad like in the mould of Trent in the sense that if he does come good and he can hit the levels and stay consistent at that level, you know, we've got that player potentially for a career, a lifespan of a career. So, you know, the 100 mil that we spend now, we could be saving ourselves hundreds of mil by just using someone like him in the squad. So yeah, definitely.
He needs to be prepared though to do sort of what Phil Foden does. So he's been in and around that first team squad at Manchester City for a while now. People put Pep Guardiola under lots of pressure to give him more game time. Foden's stuck around, he's still there, and obviously David Silva's going in the summer and you expect Phil Foden to step up and take his reins. And you've got to expect the same from Curtis Jones. Take the next 2 years, don't be swayed by other offers from elsewhere. Keep in this squad, keep learning from players above you, some of the best midfielders in the world, and then eventually you will get the opportunity to be a first-team player regularly for Liverpool.
And as I say, he's already training with the likes of the Oxes and the Caters and the Lallanas, and he's going to learn so much by having so many different kind of types of midfielder. He'll be able to fine-tune himself to become the midfielder that Klopp needs for the system, but he'll have the confidence that he'll have so many little bits of skills and attributes that he can just rely on just off the back of, I've been round Ox for 3 years and I know how Ox can just hit a ball, I'm going to ping it like Ox today. It's just all those things will come good, and if we've already got somebody in the squad that's already been experiencing them and been exposed to those things, I would be happy to keep that as opposed to then spending hundreds of millions to just go and buy the next best thing.
A versatile player as well, which Klopp loves. Matt, any more?
Yeah, some stuff on Van Dijk. Stephen Somerville says, no surprise, Virgil's price is going up. He's definitely the best defender in the world and should have won the Ballon d'Or, in my opinion. Stuart Wisby says, VVD deserves every penny. He is the one player we cannot do without. Eric Forbes says, Alisson deserves a new deal if Virgil gets one as well. And we've got a comment here from the one and only Ross Chanley. Ross Chanley popping up in the comments. He says, just give Virgil the keys to the city. Let him do what he wants. Who's going to argue with him anyway?
Well, Ross, enjoy your day off, mate. You shouldn't be on these videos on your day off. Completely right, isn't it? Yeah. Van Dijk, that spine that we've got now with Van Dijk, Alisson, Fabinho. Listen, it's the best in world football.
If we can do what City did with the way that they kept their spine for as long as they did in terms of the David Silvers, the companies, the Agüeros, obviously bringing in a very good keeper to be part of that spine at the point when Pep came, we're going to be a scary proposition for a good couple of years. Just something for the guys in the comments, though, because obviously we're talking about his new contract for Virgil van Dijk. How much is Virgil van Dijk worth now in this current market?
He's literally, you cannot put a worth on him. He's that good. In this current market, at this current point in time, you cannot put a price tag on Virgil van Dijk because he is that good. He is a defender that nobody else has ever seen. He is one of them. Honestly, I think he's the best defender to ever step foot on this planet. And people won't agree with me. People will be like, oh, what about Baresi and Maldini and all these people that have won all these things? But by the end of Van Dijk's career, he will surpass them, in my opinion. I think he is incredible.
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible. Phenomenal.
And that might be my age talking, but there you go.
Ethan reckons he's 200 million. Nuzo reckons 200 million plus as well. So.
See, that's it. Like, it's got to be in the bracket of 200 mils. I think if Mbappe went for, obviously it was a loan and all that kind of stuff, but if he was figured at like 190 mil, Van Dijk has got to be over 200
I really
mil.
Did,
I think he has got to be.
Yeah, Stuart Wisby says $100 billion.
Yeah.
What
happened? Yes. I love that. But we've got over £1 billion squad. Yeah, like, it's crazy, man. It is absolutely
just
crazy.
Van Dijk is £1 billion, so let's go with that. Anymore?
Got a question for you, Jack, actually, I think you'll be able to answer. There's a couple of people asking about Brewster. Brian Taylor's asking, what do you reckon Brewster's future is with Liverpool? Nuzo says, I think he'll end up in the Bundesliga. What do you think about it?
Well, if you head over to the YouTube channel later, we've got Matt Addison in where we'll tell you all. No, I'm joking. Do head over and watch that. But obviously, Brewster, my opinion on him is next season he will go out on a four-season loan. I think he'll benefit from it massively. Basically, I think with his injury and all that and him being in the travelling squad for the first team in the under-23s the week after, I think it was very difficult for him to find that rhythm, Errol. And I think he's gone out to Swansea on loan. He's still struggling to get back into full fitness. He's playing a lot more, but because he's not been used to that this season, he's still struggling a bit. I think a full season on loan, I've said in the podcast earlier that the Bundesliga would be where I'd send him. Mm-hmm. But I think a full season on loan next season is definitely the best thing for Rian Brewster, and it's just brilliant that we have some good other strikers in the under-23s pushing through at the minute. We've got Liam Miller, Joe Hardy's doing really well, Leighton Stewart stepped up from the under-18s when we've needed him, and Paul Glatzel's coming back as well. So I think we're in a position where we can loan him out for a full season next year. One more, Matt?
Right, I know we said we weren't going to talk about this. The news just broke just beforehand, but there's been a lot of people in the comments asking about it, so I think it'd be good to get our thoughts on it. The news about Liverpool maybe not winning the Premier League this season because of the coronavirus.
Don't do it.
It is the most Liverpool thing in the world.
I think I see it at the start of the year, like the only thing that can stop Liverpool winning the Premier League now is Trump starting World War III. Yeah. and that blew over really quick. I think we all went to the Winchester and had a pint, and it was all over before it started. But now we're in a place where obviously there has been an outbreak in this coronavirus. And obviously, for people's health and safety, we've kind of got to take it seriously. I completely understand that. The fact that, you know, football grounds have got people from all walks of life, from all over the world coming, travelling to sit at different grounds week in, week out, is always going to cause complications. But, you know, at the end of the day, there'll still be boxing fights that'll be going on, and people will still be winning belts in boxing. There'll still be people swimming, athletics. There'll still be sporting competitions going on. And the Champions League will still go on, so will there be no Champions League? It just starts to get messy when you start trying to tinker with things, in my opinion, and that's not just because we're
going to win. What you need to do is you need to get all the players in them suits that you see the doctors wearing, where they can't get anyone in. Play it behind closed doors, that's fine. Put every game on the telly and do it so we can still celebrate winning the league. We still won the league. We all go out in Liverpool and just restrict us all in Liverpool and we'll be there celebrating a league.
I mean, we want to be quarantined in anyway. Yeah. A load of Evertonians had booked a weekend out of Liverpool, so it will only be the Reds in Liverpool when we win it.
We'll video it still for obviously opposition fans so they can see us enjoying it still. but yeah, don't stop us from winning the league. This is our year. This is our opportunity. And
we haven't seen it in our lifetime as well, so come on.
You can't take that away from us. No, I'm not having that.
Hi lads, it's the weekend.
There we go.
I want to end on some nice comments for you both.
Go on.
A bit of a change in it. Set your weekend off to a good start. Dean says, hey, good work, both of you. Stu Wisby says, King Errol. Errol is deserving of a new 3-year contract. Jack is great. His extra knowledge of your upcoming stars is brilliant. Yeah. Ethan says, dream team. Josh Clark says, nice to see Errol getting some more face time. Jack, quality as always. So there you go, lads.
Nice. Good Thank stuff. You, man. Well, enjoy your weekend, guys, as well. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Enjoy your weekend. Let's end the weekend. But let's be back here on Monday saying Liverpool need nine points. 9 points and the coronavirus to go away to win the title. But yeah, thank you, Errol. Thank you from Matt behind the camera. And we will be back on Monday for Reds News again. Cheers. Have a good weekend.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.